FX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ass?
And
I got my wife here. She just got up. She's a zombie, dude. She's got that like that half eye open look going.
Yeah. You still got the eye boogers in, and you're like,
yeah, I'm going to make her say hi on here. I'm going to hand the headphones over real quick here. It's quiet. You got to talk right up in there.
What's up?
Wake up, Amanda!
I'm almost there, but not quite.
I figured I'd do my best to wake you up. So do you have to go to work today?
Of course.
Oh, man. How's everything at work? Are you guys, like, doing all the social distancing and everything? Are you making sure, like, you guys are staying separated?
We actually have bubbles.
You
do? So when you walk in, you just unzip your bubble, get in, shut it, and don't get out of it until 5 p.m.
That's crazy. Did they provide the bubble for you?
They do.
Does it come with anything else? Do you have, like, supplies inside the bubble?
No.
No supplies in the bubble. You have to have your own bubble supplies. Well, I'm proud of you. I hope the new job is going great. Stay inside your bubble, because I'll be honest, if we lose Hunter, we'll bounce back. But if we lose you, I don't think we can handle it. So
thank you.
All right. Let me talk to my gorgeous co-host. Okay.
All right,
Pete. What's up?
She's great on air. That's surprising. Like, you know, you're okay. She's fantastic on her. I love it.
So. This early in the morning, man.
Did you hear what I said to her?
No, I have no idea what you said.
I told her to be careful, because if we lose Hunter, we'll be fine. We'll bounce back. But if we lose her, I don't think we could handle that. So just make sure she stays healthy, okay? That's the big thing.
I think she's good, man. She still is. She's still going to work.
What is she? She's 21, right? So she's got that strong immune system. She'll be all right. No, she's not 21. Hunter's not that much of a creep. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Boy, there's so much to talk about. You know what's crazy is, even though it doesn't seem like anything's going on, there's a ton of stuff going on. Let's start with this. It's the end of an era, Hunter. I hate to say it. After 66 years, Playboy magazine will no longer be available in print.
What?
I know. It'll only be available online. The spring 2020 issue is expected to be their final printed version for the year in the U.S.,
Man, I'm not going to sit here and say I read the Playboy magazine every morning before I get on the radio, but come on, man.
I feel like we're losing a little bit of our innocence, don't you?
Yeah. I don't think Hugh would be too happy about it.
Do you remember the first Playboy you ever saw?
No, you know what? I think one of my buddies tore like a page out of one and gave it to me at school. And much like you, I didn't have it in the back of a CD album. I didn't hide them like you. I think they were buried out in my backyard like a silo.
Nice.
This is when you were really... Hey, young folks out there, this is before you had an iPhone. This is before, by the touch of a screen, you could immediately get anything like that. This was a day where you had to secretively... go say you're going to go play out in the sandbox.
And then you go dig up your coffee can, your Folgers coffee can full of porn. I remember the first one I saw. It was the farm I grew up on. We had a neighbor who had a hunting cabin out back. And we knew where the key was. And we got the key and we went inside. And, of course, hunting cabins are full of just dude stuff. Not saying ladies can't hunt. But this was a dude's hunting cabin. And there was a stack of Playboys there, and I'm talking old school Playboys, and I remember flipping through, and this one young lady who was dressed as a cowboy, however, I will say she was not properly dressed for days out on the range at all. However, I enjoyed it very much, and that quickly became the start of my fascination and love for the naked female form.
Sounds like a magazine full of bush.
Honestly, there was. And I think that's why I don't mind a little grass on the playing field. You know what I mean?
It's because of that hunting cabin.
It's all because of that. It's developed, you know, big, I like big blonde hair. there and a little grass on the field there. So they,
yeah, I'm pretty sure hunting cabins came with Playboys.
They had to. Yeah, exactly. You could go to a Home Depot or some cabin place right now, buy a shed or a cabin, and you'll get a free stack of Playboys.
Nice. Hey, dude, I just thought of this.
Huh.
Okay, this might get weird because I'm not in the studio, and don't you be doing any weird things in the studio. But remember that guy dropped off all those Playboys?
Oh, yeah, we still got the stack
of them in the studio, yeah. Dude. They're over by my seat.
What do you think I've been doing when we're not on air, buddy?
I knew it.
Usually you're in here and you're kind of, Playboy blocking me, but not now. I got the Playboy all to myself, man.
Oh boy.
It is kind of sad though. I think every young man should, because it was different. It's like you said,
part
like,
of America,
yeah,
man.
Like nowadays you just go online, but there's something different about the excitement of finding that Playboy and tucking underneath your mattress, there was something to it. There was something to it.
Something about finding the best article that you could read.
Let's see. Okay, she likes guys with a sense of humor and abs. Okay, so I got to get some abs and I got to be funny. Perfect. We'll be all right. Lastly, obviously, it may come as a surprise that, or it shouldn't be a surprise that Samuel L. Jackson swears a lot in his movies. It's kind of his calling card. But according to a recent study, he is not the sweariest actor out there. Here's the 10 most sweariest film characters. Number one, any idea, Hunter, who number one would be?
I'm going to say, give me, okay, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Ooh. Keep going. Give me another guess.
Why? It's right on the tip of my tongue here. I don't know. That's
I'll give you this. Right, actually, Jonah Hill did get one in Superbad for 152 swears. The number one was Leonardo DiCaprio character Jordan in The Wolf of Wall Street. He swore 332 swear words in that movie. Next up was Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, 295. Then you had Joe Pesci in Casino, 288. Jason Mewes, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, 268. And then Samuel L. Jackson comes in at number 5 in Jackie Brown with 183 swears.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be more than that, so.
Pesci. That's funny.
Yeah, I thought Pesci would be higher up, but no, DiCaprio and Sandler really brought their A game in recently.
Pesci in Home Alone, that was kind of like the first day of filming. It was kind of a shtick because he wanted to swear so much because I think he was doing, was he doing?
Might have been Casino or Goodfellas or something around there. Yeah, yeah.
So he comes to the set of Home Alone and he starts doing the
freaking.
That was like his way of like getting it out, but not swearing.
Keeping it PG. I love it, man. So yeah. I enjoy swearing, so I enjoy that article, and I enjoy Playboys. Yeah. This was a good one. This was a very Brock-esque morning dump.
Yeah, if you want to hear Brock swear, check out the podcast.
Check it out. We'll talk more about Playboys in there. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.